This is VOA News via remote. At home and abroad, health officials are warning of COVID-19 numbers going in the wrong direction. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The World Health Organization says confirmed cases have gone up in five straight weeks, by 12% last week in Europe alone. COVID deaths had dropped in six straight, but Maria Van Kerkhove says they're up slightly in the past week.
This is also a worrying sign.
In Atlanta, CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says deaths continue dropping in the U.S., but
the rate of decline of deaths has slowed.
She says areas like the Northeast and Upper Midwest are seeing a significant rise in new cases. Taken together, she calls it a warning sign for the American people.
I am worried that if we don't take the right actions now, we will have another avoidable surge, just as we are seeing in Europe right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany is extending its lockdown measures by another month and imposing several new restrictions in an effort to drive down the rate of coronavirus infections. Chancellor Angela Merkel announced early Tuesday that the measures include largely shutting down public life for several days over Easter, speaking after a lengthy video call with the country's 16 state governors. Merkel stressed that regions with high rates of infection would need to pull an emergency brake agreed to at a previous meeting 3 weeks ago. Police say that 10 people have been killed in a shooting at a Colorado supermarket, including a police officer. Boulder Police Commander Kerry Yamaguchi said that at a news conference that a suspect is in custody and was receiving medical treatment. They say they're still investigating, but they don't have details on the motive. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Airlines are putting pressure on the Biden administration to come up with a plan to reduce restrictions on international travel. And the more than two dozen groups representing airlines and others in the tourism industry made their demands in a letter Monday to a top White House official. The group saying that people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 should be exempt from testing requirements before entering the United States. And the AA also saying that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would like to say that it's safe for vaccinated people to travel. U.S. air travel is already picking up. More than 1.5 million people went through airport checkpoints on Sunday, and that is the highest number in more than a year. Violence continued overnight in Myanmar, with security forces attacking nighttime demonstrations and opening fire in residential areas in a number of towns and cities, keeping up pressure on those opposed to last month's military takeover. And the eastern Yangon posting on social media showed a large fire amid the sound of gunfire. A number of police were visible in the street close to the source of the flames. It is not clear what was on fire and why. Anti-coup demonstrators are refusing to give up the streets to police and soldiers. Israelis are voting in a highly charged election considered a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It is the country's fourth election in 2 years. Israel's longest-serving prime minister and several rivals are racing to secure the 61-vote threshold required to govern in the 120-seat parliament. Netanyahu is now campaigning on a stewardship of Israel's world-leading vaccination drive against COVID-19, as well as the diplomatic accords with four Arab nations. His opponents say that Netanyahu is unfit to serve while he's fighting corruption charges and that he's sought new elections to protect himself from prosecution. Opinion polls have forecast a tight contest and results may not be known for days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for a halt to all violence against Asians and people of Asian descent. The UN Deputy Spokesman Farum Haq said the Secretary General is profoundly concerned about the targeting of Asians during the COVID-19 pandemic. He said the world has witnessed horrific deadly attacks, verbal and physical harassment, bullying in schools, workplace discrimination, incitement to hatred in the media and on social media platforms. The statement follows last Tuesday's rampage at three Atlanta area massage businesses that killed eight people, six of them Asian American women. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.